Well, I suppose only one of the prospective candidates, although seven had said that they would attend the meeting on Friday, but only one turned up this morning. They must have decided over the weekend not to come to us. Some of us found it, let's just say, a little bit disrespectful that we all came in. There was a large contingent of councillors. There was about 12 of the 18 were in attendance. And the gentleman, Gerald Duffy, made a presentation, but unfortunately there was no proposer or seconder for him. One of the councillors proposed a candidate who had decided not to come, who didn't grace us with his presence. But our consensus was from the meeting that we held back 2 weeks ago to decide on the procedure for it was that candidates would have to attend in person if they wish to be considered. So we didn't put that to a vote. It was taken as that he couldn't be considered. So we've decided not to nominate a candidate on this occasion. Perhaps if some of the others had come, we may have looked at it differently, but we've decided not to.
And were you and other councillors surprised that the other six decided not to attend this morning's meeting?
We were, and to be fair, we never thought we would get the whole 19 who had written to us, who had applied on time. But we thought that we would at least, you know, have a number of them who would make their case. And Sir Oates made a very good case, but, you know, from the, I suppose, the unaligned councillors, he didn't have anyone to propose them, unfortunately. And it just went that way. So we were surprised that they didn't turn up. And, you know, some of them will be very quick to say, oh, well, you know, we were blocked by councillors from this party or that party, or that the councillors wouldn't let them get onto the ticket. If you don't show up, you won't be selected, and that is for certain. So I think the other candidates and people who may be thinking of running in 7 years' time need to think about that.